我们还是翻到刚才那段圣经，就是约翰福音第四章。
Let us turn to the passage we just read, John chapter 4.
除了刚才我们所读的，我再加上第十九节。
In addition to what we read, I will add verses 19 and 20.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
The woman said to him, Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet.
我们的祖宗在这山上礼拜，你们倒说应当礼拜的地方是在耶路撒冷。
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you people say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship.
23节
Verse 23.
时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父寻找这样的人拜他。
But an hour is coming and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
大家都知道，这个周末我们礼拜五、礼拜天晚、礼拜六晚上和今天早晨，我们一同来看一个很重要的节目，就是新约的敬拜。
Everybody knows that this past weekend, Friday, Saturday evenings, and today we've been talking about this matter of New Testament worship.
那这里我们的主和撒玛利亚妇人有一段的谈话。
Here our Lord has a discussion with the Samaritan woman.
撒玛利亚妇人最熟悉的敬拜就是在撒玛利亚山上的敬拜。
And the Samaritan woman, she was most comfortable with the worship on the Mount of Samaria.
犹太人最熟悉的敬拜就是在耶路撒冷的敬拜。
And the Jews were most comfortable with their worship in Jerusalem.
但是我们的主在这里提到第三种的敬拜。
But our Lord here speaks of a third type of worship.
他说时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。
He says here that you shall worship the Father no longer on this mountain nor on this other mountain.
然后主说你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道。
He says we worship what we know, you do not worship what you know.
那撒玛利亚人他们所拜的他们不知道。
What the Samaritans were worshiping, they did not know.
因为他们的神是假的。
Because their God was false.
但是犹太人所拜的他们知道，因为他们的神是真的。
But the Jewish people knew who they were worshiping because their God was true.
所以在这三种敬拜里面。
So among these three types of worship.
撒玛利亚的敬拜。
The Samaritan worship.
耶路撒冷的敬拜。
The Jerusalem worship.
新约的敬拜。
And the New Testament worship.
如果你比较撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷的敬拜。
If you had to compare the worship, the Samaritan worship and the Jerusalem worship.
一个敬拜是假的，一个敬拜是真的。
One worship is false, the other worship is true.
那现在我们把撒玛利亚和耶路撒冷敬拜当作一组的话。
So if we were to combine to the Samaritan worship and Jerusalem worship.
现在如果和新约的敬拜做个对比的话。
And if you want to compare it with the New Testament worship.
那我们主讲得很清楚了。
Then very clearly our Lord said.
时候将到，如今就是了。
An hour is coming and now is.
那现在要发生一件事情。
Now something is going to happen.
这件事情在从前没有发生过的。
This is something that did not happen before.
在这个以前，只有两种的敬拜，不是真的就是假的。
Before you only had two types of worship. If it wasn't true, then it was false.
那新约的敬拜是怎么一回事呢
？So what is the New Testament worship?
只有到了新约的时候。
Only when you arrive at the New Testament.
那这个时候，真正拜父的用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Then true worshippers shall worship him in spirit and truth.
因为天上的父正在寻找这样的人来拜。
Because the Heavenly Father is seeking those true worshippers.
然后我们的主继续说，神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实来拜他。
And our Lord continued to say that God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
那么这个敬拜呢，就是新约的敬拜。
And this worship is New Testament worship.
那么这个敬拜和从前不同在哪里呢
？What is the difference between this worship and previous?
我们的主用了一句话是真正拜父的。
Our Lord used the word true worshippers.
那我们已经说过。这个词啊，这个词在路约翰用了好多次。
This word was used many times in the Gospel of John.
比方说，这个当约翰福音一章讲的主耶稣，那光是真光。
For example, in John chapter 1, when it speaks of light, it speaks of the true light.
不是说其他的光都是假的。
It doesn't mean that all other lights are false.
因为希腊原文那里有个特别的意思。
Because in the Greek, there's a special meaning.
约翰福音十五章主说我是真葡萄树。
John 15, the Lord said, I am the true vine.
那不是说其他的葡萄树是假的。
It doesn't mean that all the other vines are false.
因为这个希腊字不是真和假的对比，不是。
Because this Greek word is not a comparison between true or false.
那这个字是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of this word?
意思就是说他意思说这个真的敬拜给我们看见我们真的终于看找到了这敬拜的本体敬拜的真体或者敬拜的实体
So when this speaks of true worship this true is referring to the reality the real thing
而这个乃是神心目中所要得到的敬拜
And this is what is God's heart what the worship that he desires
在这件事情没有可能以前没有发生以前
Before this thing even happened
神已经在旧约教导预备他的百姓为着这个敬拜
God already taught his people towards to be able to worship this way
这好像什么呢
How is this like
这好像当我们小的时候我们不大懂得英文
It is like when we are children and we are infants and we don't know how to speak English
那个时候我们不大认字我们看不出我们不大认识这个字跟那个字
We can't tell the difference between one word to the other
如果你说 bird 我知道这个字很对我来讲很难
Maybe the word bird is very difficult for me
但如果现在我看电视
But now if I watch TV
那么现在我看一个节目叫 Sesame Street 叫芝麻街
So now if I watch a show that's Sesame Street
那你看见了一个 Big Bird 一个很大的鸟
Then you see in Sesame Street Big Bird
所以你看这个 Big Bird 你知道、哦、你看这个图你就知道然后下面是 B-I-R 你知道这个字就叫 Bird
So then when you see the Big Bird on TVYou see this picture, and under it says B-A-R-D, you know that bird.
旧约里面很多的真理。
And in the Old Testament, there's many truths.
包括敬拜的这个真理。
Even the truth on worship.
神到一个时候。
God at one point.
神要有一个真实的敬拜。
He wants a true worship.
神为了这个敬拜。
And for this worship.
他付了很大的代价。
God paid a great price.
等一等你就知道。
You will notice later.
他的代价是怎样的代价。
You'll see what great price it
is. 所以神不只到地上来寻找罪人。
So God is not here seeking for sinners.
在这里圣经就明明告诉我们他是寻找真正敬拜他的。
Very clearly the scripture here says he is seeking true worship.
旧约找不到。
He can't find in the Old Testament.
那个时候还没有准备好
Because they were not ready at that time
不过为着这个时候神在旧约的时候已经在那里给大家一点的教育给大家一点的帮助
But even in the Old Testament God gave him some help regarding worship
事情还没有来到
Even though the fact is not clear
现在有一些影子有一些好像一个图画
Now you have some shadows, you have some pictures
这个图画是来解释那些字的
And these pictures are to explain the words The Lord Jesus had not arrived yet.
那他们已经在那庆祝逾越节了。
But they already celebrated Passover.
那逾越节什么故事呢
？What is the story of Passover?
就告诉我们说以色列人他们怎样在法老底下。
It shows how the children of Israel were under Pharaoh.
就说出我们怎样在撒旦的权势底下。
Just like how we were under dominion of Satan.
结果你看见说朝法老怎么样都不让他们离开埃及。
And you saw how Pharaoh refused to let the children of Israel.
你看见我们没有得救以前，你看见撒旦怎样的控制。我们叫我们没有时间忙到一个地步都没有想到永生
Likewise before Satan would not let us go so we would not even think of this matter of eternity
但是神要来拯救我们
But God wants to save us
这是一个很好的消息
And we have good news
那么现在神怎么那么以法老怎么会让他们去呢
So how did Pharaoh let them go
我们知道最后在神借着摩西行了十个灾十个 10
We know that in Moses there were 10 plagues
最后一个
At the very last plague
也是最重要的一个
The most important plague
这一次撒旦一定要放手了
Now Satan had to open up his hand
所以在这个时候呢你的最后一个神迹是什么
Remember at this last time What was the last plague
在那个晚上你记得吗
Do you remember that evening
然后面命的天使要经过每一个人的家里
So the angel was going to cross over every house.
所有在埃及地，他每一个门都要经过的。
He was going to go over every single door in Egypt.
如果他看见门上面没有血，门楣和门框上没有血的话
，If he noticed that there was no blood on the doorpost,
那里面的长子一定要被击杀。
Then the firstborn in that family would be killed.
只要在埃及，每个长子都需要击杀。
As long as you're in Egypt, all the firstborn would be killed.
但如果看见上面有门楣上有血，结果神就越。
But if there was a blood on the doorpost, then he would pass over.
然后我们才知道原来正月十四号。
Then we know the 14th day of the first month.
有一只羊已经预备好了。
There was a lamb that was prepared.
他还把它绑在木头上。
That he was tied to a wood.
他两前面两个腿绑在木头上，后面两个腿也绑在木头上。
His front feet and the back feet were both tied up.
然后我们知道每一家羔羊都被宰杀了。
And then all the families killed that lamb.
这些羔羊，这些家羔羊，经过四天的检查，找不出一点的毛病和瑕疵来。
And these lambs went through 4 days of inspection, and no blemish or specks were found on them.
现在到了正月十四号。
Now on the day 14,
你看见结果？你看见每一家都宰了逾越节的羔羊。
Then all the families had slain the.
然后把那个血就抹在门楣和门框。
And that blood was put on the doorpost.
谁看见就越过去。
And when God saw it, He passed over.
弟兄姊妹，为什么有逾越节？
Brothers and sisters, why is there Passover?
这些不过是影儿。
These are but shadows.
这些不过是图画。
These are but pictures.
告诉我们是有一天真的事情要发生。
It tells us that one day something real will happen.
就在正月十四号那天。
On January 14,
当以色列家家户户在那要庆祝逾越节羔羊的时候。
When all of them are there to celebrate the lamb.
他们从
的 Passover.
12点到下午3点钟，他们到圣殿去排队，要去领那个逾越节的羔羊。
So they went to the temple between noon and 3 to receive the lamb.
就在那个时候，主耶稣在十字架上喊说：“我的神，我的神，你为什么离弃我？”
It was at that time that on the cross Jesus cried out, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
现在约翰亲眼看见神的羔羊为我们挂在十字架上。
Now John saw with his own eyes the Lamb of God being slain on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这个羊是真。
This lamb is real.
不是其他羊是假的，不是。
It's not that all the other lambs are fake.
因为神最终要借着他的儿子来拯救我们。
At the very end, God was to use His Son to save us.
那从前不过是教育以色列。
Before He was just teaching the children of
Israel. 告诉人们罪要怎么得到解决。
Showing them how the problem of sin was to be resolved.
结果到了有一天
，But one day,
你看主耶稣进到耶路撒冷的时候
，When Jesus entered Jerusalem,
那刚好他钉十字架以前4天。
That was 4 days before His crucifixion.
然后你看。大家都用放大镜来找他的问题。
And everybody using magnifying glasses were trying to find problems on him.
到了最后，比拉多怎么说呢
？At the end, what the pilot said?
他说我查不出这个人有什么罪。
He says, I cannot find any sin in this man.
所以这证明什么
？What does this mean?
这个羔羊乃是没有瑕疵的羔羊。
This lamb was without blemish or speck.
结果就在正月十四号那天
，And day 14 of 14,
为我们钉在十字架。
He was nailed for us on the cross.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
看哪，神的羔羊。
Behold the Lamb of God.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
旧约不知道有多少的羔羊
There are so many lambs in your testament.
那些不过是影
But they were all shadows.
借着这些图画
And through these pictures.
我们能够明白神真实的救恩
We can understand His true salvation.
现在我们懂了
Now we know.
主耶稣怎样在十字架上是真的羔羊
How our Lord was the true Lamb on that cross.
他也是真的光
He is also the true light.
他也是真的葡萄树
He's also the true vine.
那现在问题在这里
Here's the problem.
他要我们敬拜他
He wants us to worship him.
真正的敬拜
True worship.
在旧约
In the Old Testament.
神找不到这样的人
God could not find those
神好不容易找到犹太人
He finally was able to find the
true God. 他们相信的时候你真的
They believe in the true God.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
神说这是影子
God said this is all shadow.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
旧约所有的罪
In the Old Testament, all the sin.
叫 atonement 这个字啊，就是救赎，在旧约 atonement 这个字，赎罪这个字。
The word atonement.
那个原文是遮盖的。
The original meaning means covering.
你看人一犯了罪就想遮盖啊。
So once man sins, they want to cover it.
你看见亚当这个犯了罪就想用这个什么用无花果树叶来遮盖自己的羞。
When Adam sinned, he wanted to cover his shame with the fig tree leaf.
那现在神找了个办法。
Now God found a way.
那么怎么样能够遮盖？
How can he cover?
所以旧约的时候。
And the
为什么献牛献羊
Why would they sacrifice animals?
那牛和羊的血。
The blood of these animals.
那是预表，那是告诉我们有一天主耶稣要为我们献在十字架流血。
Shows us that one day our Lord was going to shed His blood on the cross.
但是不要忘记啊。
But don't forget.
在旧约的时候。
In the old.
那你的罪怎么办呢
？What's going to happen to your sin?
你的罪一定要遮盖，神看不见才可以。
Your sin has to be covered so God can't see it.
所以旧约的牛和羊。
So in the Old Testament, the animals.
他的血 是叫神看不见那个罪。
Their blood was to, so that God could not see their sin.
罪被遮盖了。
Their sin was covered.
罪还在那里。
But the sin was still there.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
有一天约翰他听见他的老师施洗约翰说看哪、啊、神的羔羊。
One day we heard John the Baptist say, Behold the Lamb of God.
遮盖世人罪孽。
Who covers the sins of the world.
圣经有没有这样说不是的。
Did the Bible say that? No.
是除去世人罪孽。
He says to take away the sin.
就是所有羔羊这个所遮盖的那个通通遮盖在那里但是现在除去世人的罪孽。
Everything in the Old Testament which was originally covered now is taken away.
耶稣是真的羔羊。
Because our Lord is the true lamb.
他的血。
His blood.
您做的这些是旧约牛和羊做不到的。
Can do a work that the blood of animals could not do in the Old Testament.
谢谢。
Thankfully.
现在我们的神主是借除去我们的罪。
Now our Lord takes away our sins.
神好像把我们的罪丢在太平洋里面。
It's as if he threw away all our sins into the Pacific.
神仿佛说怎么我就记不得呢
？God says I can't even remember.
他不是应该是个罪人吗
？Isn't that a sinner?
他在我们面前明明是义人嘛。
He's in front of me, yet he's a righteous man.
我们怎么能够称义人
？How can we be righteous?
因着羔羊的血。
Because of the blood of the Lamb.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
这就是为什么主耶稣说真正的敬拜。
That is why he said true worship.
那么好了，你知道犹太人的敬拜比外邦人敬拜好太多了。
We know that the Jewish worship was so much better than the Gentile.
他们敬拜是真的。
Their worship was
敬拜神是真的。
Because they worship the true God.
但是有一个遗憾，有一个可惜的地方。
But there was a sad
pity. It's a pity.
There was a pitiful point.
原因在哪里呢
？Why？
就是因为他们的敬拜是婴儿的敬拜。
Because their worship is a shadow worship.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
他们怎么敬拜呢
？How do they worship？
他们一定要到山上去。
They have to go onto the mountain.
到摩利亚山上。
Go onto Mount Moriah.
那里有一座的圣殿。
And there's a temple there.
那么圣殿的外面是个外院
and outside of the temple there's an outer court
然后呢到了圣所
and you go into the holy place
然后到了至圣所
and the holy of holies
那么圣所跟至圣所之间还有一个幔子
and between the holy place and the holy of holies there was a veil
那为什么旧约这样做呢
why was it happening in the Old Testament this way
因为告诉我们时候将到
because it says the hour is coming
有一天
one day
因着主耶稣的血
because of the blood of our Lord
我们的坦然无惧的来到神的面
we cancome boldly with confidence before his
presence.
What about the old
testament?
What do you think?
还没有来到以前
before it arrived.
主耶稣还没有定十字架以前
，Before Jesus was crucified，
你看到旧约神就预备以色列的百姓。
In the Old Testament, God was preparing the children of
Israel， 所以借着他们教育所有地上的万民。
And God was through the children of Israel was able to teach and educate all the
people。为什么有外院、有圣所、有至圣所
？Why do you have the outer court, the holy place, and holy of holies？
外面有什么东西呢
？What's in the outer court？
有祭坛。
You have the altar。
为什么有祭坛
？Why do you have an altar？
因为我们犯罪了。
Because we sinned。
你怎么能来到？神的面前
，How can you come before God's presence？
你一个人能来到神的面前的，不可能的。
Nobody can come before God's presence。
罪叫我们离开神，不知道有多远。
Because sin separates us so much farther from God。
那现在有没有可能来到神面前
？Is it possible to come before God？
可以的
，Yes。
神要求就是血。
But God wants blood。
所以你希伯来怎么说？若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
In Hebrews it said, if there is no shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
你看见吗？现在如果你要亲近神的话
，If you are to draw nigh to God,
第一关你一定要经过的。
You have to pass the first stage.
那这一关，这个 Christ， 这个第一个关口，第一个 stage 是什么？
Is,
是什么？就是祭坛。
Is the altar.
没有祭坛，你不可能来到神的面前。
If there is no altar, you cannot come before God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
那个羔羊的血都是影子。
The blood of the Lamb.It's a blood shadow.
祭坛也是影子。
And the altar is also shadow.
那真正的祭坛是什么
？What is the true altar?
十字架。
The cross.
所以主耶稣在十字架上为我们流血。
Our Lord Jesus shed His blood on the cross.
所以如果你要亲近神的话
，If you are to draw nigh to God,
弟兄姊妹，第一关你一定要经过十字架。
The first station you need to pass is the cross.
如果我们主耶稣为我们钉在十字架上
，If our Lord Jesus was not crucified,
我们不可能来到他的面前。
It is impossible for us to arrive before Him.
所以然后等一等。你就来到了圣所
，and then you arrive at the holy place。
现在我们要问
，now we ask，
到了圣所就不同了
，it's different at the holy place。
你看到了圣 圣所有光照，对不对？
And the holy place you have light.
那个光是从 candle 从那个什么从 lampstand 从那个 lampstand 从那个金灯台来的。
And that light came from the lampstand.
那么那个从油来的。
It came from that oil.
所以现在你看见当你亲近神的时候
，As you draw nigh to God，
看圣灵就光照我们。
You see the Holy Spirit enlightening.
那不光这样
，Not only that，
从圣饼的桌子
，The table of showbread，
还有呢，还有金香坛。
And then you have the altar of incense.
那这里面有很多的故事，我们没有时间去说。
There are many different stories here we cannot speak.
那你已经很靠近了，是不是
？But you're drawing close to God, right？
你看见金香坛代表我们的祷告。
The altar of incense speaks of our prayer.
你看见说那个从圣饼，那是指着在神面前的供应。
And the table of showbread shows of what God gives us.
然后光来光照我们。
And the light enlightens us.
你看见好不好呢
？Isn't this good？
现在你不在外院了。
No longer in the outer court.
你进了圣所了。
You are now in the holy.
现在你怎么说呢
？What do you say？
你要说神的同在就在隔壁。
You say, well, now the presence of God is my neighbor.
你想想看。如果今天有祭司能够到了圣所
，Think about it. If a priest can go into the holy place，
他想想神给他何等的恩典和尊荣。
He says, "Wow, this is such great grace that we're
here." 全世界多少人能像我这样能站在圣所里
？How many people in this world can actually stand in the holy place？
他们轮流轮班要抽签的，你看见吗
？And they also they draw lots to be able to decide who to go
to. 所以你知道说这是他们最尊荣。你看现在他们来到圣所，神的同在就在旁边了。
This is the most glorious thing for them because God's presence is right beside them.
你想想看，他们是不是很兴奋呢
？Aren't they excited？
那么神的在的地方不就是天堂吗
？Isn't where God is heaven？
所以现在有没有一个人比他们离靠近天堂更近呢
？So is there anybody else who's closer to heaven than they？
他们能献上祷告。
They can pray.
他们能得见神话。
They can gain the substance of God's word.
他们圣灵光照他们
，and they have the Holy Spirit enlightening them.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
你看看圣灵用这个东西来告诉我们。
The Holy Spirit uses this to show us.
原来圣殿来指明我们怎么样能来到神，能亲近神。
That the temple shows us how we can draw nigh to God.
罪叫我们远离神。
Well, sin makes us distant from God.
是的，十字架的工作。
But because of the work of the cross,
叫我们来亲近他。
We can draw nigh to
God. 终于来到了圣所。
So finally we're at the holy place.
但是你知道说
，But you know，
圣所跟至圣所有一个幔子是很厚很厚的。
There's a very thick veil separating the holy place and the holy place.
没有人能进到圣所里。
Nobody can enter the holy of holies.
因为神的荣耀在哪里
？Because God's glory is in
there. 没有人敢进去。
Nobody dares enter.
所以那个时候呢
？At that time，
在以色列那么多人里面
，Among all the children of Israel，
只有一个人
，Only one person，
就是大祭司
，The high priest，
还是带着血
，And with blood，
来到。
He can enter before God's presence.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这是一件很严肃很严肃的事
This is a very serious matter.
罪人怎么能来到神的面
How can a sinner come before God?
我们是罪人，大祭司也是罪人
We're a sinner. The high priest is also.
他凭着什么能够到那里能站在神的面前
Based on what can he stand before God?
你看他也是带着血进去
But he brought blood also.
然后呢，这个血要弹在那个施恩座上
And this blood had to be sprinkled on the mercy seat.
那么请听我们记得，这就是为什么一年一次
，so once every year.
那你看，不是所有以色列人都去啊。
Not all people of Israel could go in.
当以色列人说，我们终于来到神面前。
The children of Israel said, "We're finally before God."
到底真的假的
？Is this true or false?
嗯，真的。
Of course, it's true.
我们终于来到神的面前。
We are finally before God.
大祭司代表你去的。
But it's the high priest who represents you.
你自己没有去啊
？You personally did not go.
大祭司有没有把握？一点把握都没有啊
？Was the high priest confident? No.
所以你知道他们就很紧张啊。
They're very nervous.
万一大祭司来到神面前被击杀了怎么办
？If the high priest were to be slain before God，
他忽然间心脏病发作了怎么办
？What if he suddenly had a heart attack？
那现在有没有人可以进去把他拉出来啊
？Can anybody go in to take him out？
不可能，对不对
？No， they're not allowed。
就大祭司可以进去，第二个都进不去。
All the high priest can go in， nobody else can。
如果大祭司来到身边，忽然间 heart attack，
if the high priest suddenly had a heart attack，
那么怎么办？一倒下去，你怎么把他拉出来
？How are you going to go and take him out of the holy holy？
记不记得旧约圣经里面
？Do you remember what's the Old Testament
那个祭司的那个袍子下面有铃铛的
At the bottom of the robe of the priest there was these bells
所以呢等到祭司一进到圣所至圣所的时候
As soon as he enters the Holy of Holies
你看很多人就耳朵了
Many people using their ears
如果听见叮叮当当他还活着
If they hear the sound of the bells that means he's still alive
如果没有就很紧张了
If you don't hear those bells they get nervous
所以听说啊这个大祭司进到至圣所的时候
We heard that once the high priest went into the Holy of Holies
有一根绳子 一直连着他的脚的。
There was a piece of rope that was attached.
万一他坏人心脏病发作，如果被神击杀的话。
In case he had a heart attack or was slain by God.
你不能进去。
You can't go in.
但你可以绳子把他拉出来。
You can pull him with that rope.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
这是旧约的故事。
This is the story of the Old Testament.
影子的故事。
It's the story of a shadow.
你不要忘记
，Don't forget.
这对我们来讲很重要的故事。
For us, it's a very important story.
对我们将来有些真的事情要发生了。
Because it tells us in the future something real will happen.
所以弟兄姊妹。这是旧约、啊、
This is the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，当你看见旧约这样的敬拜的时候
，When you see the worship of the Old Testament，
你不是叹一口气吗
？Don't you just sigh？
好是很好，只一个人去的。
Yes, it is great, but only one person can enter.
还有一件事
，Another thing，
圣所跟至圣所的幔子永远在那里的。
And between the holy place and the holy holies, that veil was always there.
感谢神。
But thank God，
现在大家懂吗
？Now you understand。
旧约你要来到神面前来敬拜。
In the Old Testament, when you wanted to worship，
他们每年三次到耶路撒冷去敬拜。
Each year three times。They went to Jerusalem to worship. They were just like pilgrims. They want to come worship God. They are prepared to be before God. Every year they sighed. This is so good. It is but a shadow. What are they waiting for? They are waiting for the reality to arrive. No wonder they are thirsty. Every time they celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles, and the very last day, what did the Lord say? If any man thirsts, he can come to me and drink. Why are they thirsty? Brothers and sisters, they worship truth, but it is a shadow worship. Brothers and sisters, how can the heart not be grieved? Through so many
years,
every year they go thrice to Jerusalem. And God is on the
table.
It's as if he is at the edge of
heaven.
On one hand, he is close. On the other hand,
he is far away.
If we are far away, then I lose all
hope.
I will not thirst. But I've already arrived at the neighbor. But I still cannot meet him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这不是心中的痛苦吗？
Isn't this grieving of the heart?
所以这个就给耶稣站起来说。
So now Jesus rose up and
said, 人若渴了，
If any man thirst,
可以到我这里来。
He can come to me and drink.
你们本来有在梦里面才能来到神面前。
You thought only in dreams can you come before God.
现在我告诉你们好消息。
Now I give you some good news.
好消息是什么
？What is the good news？
现在你们可以真实的敬拜。
Now you can have true worship。
所以弟兄姊妹，这是为什么我们主和撒玛利亚妇人讲到真正的敬拜。
That is why our Lord spoke to the Samaritan woman on this matter.
那么好，现在很清楚了。
Now it's clear。
旧约的敬拜不过是影儿。
The Old Testament worship is but a shadow。
等到实体来到了
，When the reality of
it 梦实现了
，The dream is happened。
你还一直还在做梦吗
？Are you still dreaming？
已经是非常实在了。
Now it's reality。
你做梦和某一个人走到地毯那一端去。
If you are dreaming of going from going the running the going to
from...
if you're dreaming of getting married,
那么好了，你现在就已经度完蜜月了。
And even after your honeymoon,
你不要再做梦了。
You don't know long.
大王就在你前面了嘛。
Prince Charming is right before you.
所以弟兄姊妹，你做梦为什么你们会渴
？When you dream, you thirst.
但当你现在做完蜜，你看见真实了，弟兄姊妹，你看见你当然满足了。
But after your honeymoon, then you have the reality. Now you're satisfied.
所以有的时候你想象不到怎么会这么好啊。
Many times you just can't think how good it is.
所以你要捏捏自己的手，到底。我在做梦还真的。
Many times you have to pinch yourself to see whether you're dreaming or not.
弟兄姊妹，在新约的敬拜都是真的。
In the New Testament, all the worship is true.
但是我们要问
，But we have to ask.
这个敬拜是什么样的敬拜
？What kind of worship is this？
所以这就是约翰，我们的主借着约翰要让我们明白的。
So that is what our Lord wants to use.
到底什么叫做真正的敬拜
？What is true worship？
现在很清楚了。
Now it is clear.
旧约的敬拜不是虚假的。
The Old Testament worship is not false.
不过是婴儿的。
But it is a shadow.
很清楚，为什么
？Why？
因为旧约的时候，人的灵是死的。
In the Old Testament, the spirit of man is dead.
人的眼睛是瞎的。
His eyes are blind.
本来一个眼睛可以看见神，现在看不见。
Before man could see God, now they can't.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
并不是所有的灵都失去它的功能。
It doesn't mean that the whole spirit loses its function.
圣经你讲的良心就是灵的一部分，那个良心还在。
We know that conscience is still existing.
还有一个人瞎了眼睛了。
After somebody gets blind,
他是不是就不能过马路的
？Does it mean he can't cross the road?
还是过马路
？He can still cross the road.
可以听，可以摸。
He can listen. He can
say. 你看导盲犬还可以带着他走。
And through that rod, he can still go.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother
says, 你说这个盲，这个瞎眼的过马路，好不好呢？
Is it okay for the blind to cross the road?
当然很好啊。
It's very good.
哎呀，你看不见，他仍旧还可以过，还可以过日子。
Even though he is blind, he can still live his life.
还有两个可能了。
But there's two possibilities.
一个可能就是他过马路过错了。
One possibility is he crosses the wrong road.
还有一个他真的对了。
And the other possibility is he crosses correctly.
但是遗憾在什么 ？Regret.
But what's the biggest regret?
很原因当然就是他是瞎眼的嘛。
But he is blind.
这个是在影子里面过马路的。
He is crossing the road in the shadow.
如果有一天
，If one day,
有一个医生开了他的眼
，If the doctor opens up his eyes，
他重新过那个马路
，and he again crosses the same road，
同样过马路
，crossing that same road，
有三种的过马路
，now you have three different types of crossing，
一种根本过错了
，one you crossing correctly，
还有一个是对的
，one is cross correctly，
那就是犹太的敬拜
，and that is the Jewish worship，
那就是耶路撒冷的敬拜
，that is the worship of Jerusalem，
错了，那是撒玛利亚的敬拜
，and the wrong worship is the Samaritan worship，
但是弟兄姊妹
，but brother and sister，
如果一个眼睛瞎眼的看见了
，if a blind were to see。
穿过这个路
，He crosses the same road。
你觉得这条路很清楚吗
？Isn't this road very clear？
这个世界很真实
，This world is so real。
这个感觉是个真实感觉
，This feeling is a real feeling。
弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗？我们主在这里讲真实的敬拜
，Our Lord here speaking of true worship，
新约的敬拜
，Speaking of New Testament worship，
这样的敬拜
，Is this type of worship？
所以弟兄姊妹，我们真是有福的
，We are so blessed。
你看，因着我们的主为我们完成了救赎
，Because our Lord accomplished the work of redemption。We have been recipients of grace.
开我们的眼睛
When the Lord opens our eyes,
给我们看见说
He shows us.
那现在等到实体来到了
When the reality arrives,
真正的敬拜来了
When the true worship arrives,
真正的敬拜来了
The New Testament worship arrives.
那个旧约的敬拜可以消失了
The Old Testament worship can go away.
其他的敬拜都可以消失
All the other worships can disappear.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘
For this reason,
你看见说到了新约的时候
In the New Testament,
我们所有的故事都是圣灵在我们灵里面的故事。
All the stories are the stories of the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所有的故事都是里面的故事。
All the stories are stories from inside.
所有旧约的敬拜都是外面的敬拜。
All the Old Testament worship is outward.
一年要三次到耶路撒冷去。
You go three times to Jerusalem every year.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
但是那个敬拜那是婴儿的。
That worship is a shadow worship.
却肯定什么心意没有达到。
So God's heart's desire has not been fulfilled yet.
什么梦？
His dream hasn't been fulfilled.
等到神的梦实现的时候
，Once his dream is fulfilled,
他不光找到罪人
，Not only will he find sinners,
叫他们能够蒙恩得救
，so that they can be saved,
而且能够把一个罪人、一个背叛的人，能够改变成一个真正敬拜的人。
But he can change a sinner, a rebellious one, into a true worshiper.
你看见这不是神的救恩吗
？Isn't this God's salvation?
你看这不是主在我们身上所要做的工作
？Isn't this what the Lord wants to do in our lives?
所以主就用这个来。
So the Lord used this to tell us.
旧约的敬拜是好的
The Old Testament worship is good.
是对的
It's correct.
所敬拜的神的对象是真的
They worship a true God.
但是遗憾的，可惜的就是它是个影子的敬拜
But the regret is that it is a shadow worship.
那现在我们要问
Now we ask.
那真是什么？
What is the reality?
如果那个圣殿是个影子的圣殿
If that temple were just a shadow.
那我们要问
Yes.
真实的圣殿在哪里
？Where is the true temple?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
像我们的主告诉我们，时候将到。如今就是。
Our Lord said, "An hour is coming, and now is."
在那个以前
，before that，
你只有个影儿的圣殿。
You just had a shadow temple.
但是你好像看不见个真实的圣殿。
It's as if you can't see a real temple.
你真实的圣殿在哪里呢
？Where is the real temple?
感谢主。
Thanks, Lord.
我们不是说过吗
？Didn't we mention this?
你怎么知道这是外面？
How do you know it's the outer court?
因为这里有一个祭坛，对不对？
Because it had an altar.
你不能够所有的地方都叫外院，不可能。
You cannot call every place an outer court.
不可能的。这个外院是圣殿里面最外面的部分。
The outer court is the outermost part of the temple.
那你要问什么时候祭坛盖起来了
？So whenever the altar is built.
然后外院就在了。
Then you have the existence of the outer court.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
我们的地球
Our globe,
我们的 planet,
our planet,
实在说来，从人的角度来看，只是一个 planet.
A man's view is but a planet.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
自从我们主为我们钉十字架的时候
，Ever since our Lord was crucified for us，
整个地球就变成了外缘。
The entire planet is now an outer core.
从来没有发生过。
Before this, never happened.
主在地上为我们钉在十字架。
When our Lord on earth was crucified for us，
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你知道，整个地球就变成了那个大的外缘。
Now this entire planet is the outer court.
神的宝座在哪里
？Where is God's throne？
神的宝座在哪里
？Where is His throne？
神的至圣所就在哪里
？Where His throne is, that is where the Holy of Holies is。
你现在你清楚了。
Now you understand。
整个宇宙现在是一个大的圣殿。
And the whole universe is now the
不要忘记啊，圣殿是圣所，圣至圣所，圣所是外院圣所，至圣所才叫圣殿呢。
The in the temple you have to have the outer court, the holy place, and the Holy of Holies。
所以十二章它如今就是了。
And now is coming, and now is。
旧约的时候
，In the Old Testament，
虽然地上有圣殿，物质的圣殿
，Even though on the earth you had the material, the building，
但外在宇宙里没有真正的外院。
But in the universe there was no true outer court。
真正的外院是根据真正的祭坛。
The true outer court is according to the true altar。
真正的祭坛是十字架。
And the true altar is the cross。
所以两千年前我们的主为我们钉在十字架上。
So 2,000 years ago when our Lord was crucified，
你知道宇宙产生了很大的变化吗
？Then in the universe there is a huge change。
地球虽然那么小，
但是 the planet 虽
然还是根本不值钱的
，it's worthless to man。
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
你要记得整个地球好像外院一样
，the entire planet is like an outer court。
我们的神就在宝座上
，and our God sits on the throne。
那个当然就是至圣所
，and that is the Holy of Holies。
所以弟兄姊妹
，so brothers，
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
当我们的主钉十字架以后
，after our Lord was crucified，
为我们从死里复活
，when He resurrected from the dead，
然后他升天了
，and He ascended to heaven。
弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
什么叫升天
？What is ascension？
升天就是来到了至圣所。
It means to arrive at the Holy of Holies。
不要忘记。
But don't forget。
什么叫升天
？What is ascension？
告诉我们这里有个大祭司。
It shows us we have a high priest。
他从哪里出发呢
？Where did he begin？
从外面出发。
He began from the outer court。
然后到圣所。
And he went to the Holy。
然后到至圣所。
And to the Holy of Holies。
你说这个圣经有这样的记载吗
？Is there this description in the Bible？
有这样的记载。
Of course there。
你记住整本的启示录。
Read the whole book of Revelation。
三章告诉你什么
？The first three chapters tell。
我们的主是。大祭司在圣所里面。
Our Lord, our High Priest is in the Holy.
所以这里不是有灯台吗
？So now you have the golden lampstand.
但弟兄姊妹，到了第四章、第五章的时候
，After four and five，
你来到了神的宝座。
You come before God's throne.
那不是至圣所吗
？Isn't that the Holy of Holies？
所以弟兄姊妹，现在你懂吗
？Now you understand.
当约翰在那里看见主耶稣被接到云，被云彩接到天上去的。
When John saw the Lord being captured up, ascended into the into the cloud，
他看见我们的主到了云端就不见了。
He saw him pass the clouds and he was gone.
他不能再跟随他。
He no longer could follow him.
你看见主升天以后
，After the Lord ascended，
大概是70年、60年、70年或者启示录。
60 to 70 years later, he wrote Revelation.
但约翰心里面一直有一个问题解不开。
In John's heart, there was always a problem he cannot solve.
他知道我们主已经到了荣耀。
He knew our Lord already entered the glory.
但以理书
，According to Daniel，
根据彼得的见证
，According to Peter's testimony，
我们主已经升到天上。
Our Lord already ascended into heaven.
是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers，
他巴不得能知道我们主。怎么升天
？He desires so much to know how the Lord ascended.
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗？
然后
就是这个缘故。当你读启示录的时候
，When you read Revelation，
许多人读来读去读七个印、七个号、七个丸，还有这些东西。
Many people read the seven seals, the seven trumpets, the seven bowls.
按照约翰来讲
，But for God，
for John， 在这个整本的启示录里面
，The whole book of Revelation，
他多次提到云，那朵的云。
He mentioned so many times the clouds.
弟兄姊妹，为什么
？Why？
他每次想到那朵云的时候
，Every time he thinks about those clouds，
他就知道说我们的主被接走了。
He is reminded of how our Lord was taken up. And from that day on, he could no longer see it.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brother and sister,
他想知道云的外面是怎么回事
He wants to see what's beyond the cloud.
他想知道主升天以后怎么回事
He wants to know what happens after the Lord ascends.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
约翰是躺在主怀里
John is at the bosom of the,
60年
of the Lord.
70年来
60, 70 years later.
经过了60个春天、秋天、70个的春天和秋天
Through 60 and 70 seasons that he's passed.
他仍旧跟随主
He still continues to follow the Lord.
但是主的升天对他还是个谜
But the ascension is still a mystery.
他只知道说我们主到了云彩，云彩被接走。
He only knows that our Lord arrived at the clouds, and after the clouds, he was gone.
弟兄姊妹，因着一直因着约翰是爱我们的主。
Because John loved our Lord.
多少年的思念。
So many years of thinking about
it. 他想知道到底云的外面怎么回事。
He wants to know what's beyond the clouds.
感谢主。
Brothers and sisters.
到了巴莫海岛的时候。
At the island of Patmos.
主终于把那个幔子把它解开。
The Lord finally opened up the veil.
所以他约翰启示录第一句话，耶稣基督的启示。
So in the first phrase in the book of Revelation is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
在云的这一端。
At this side of the cloud.
是约翰福音。
Is the Gospel of John.
在云的那一端
Beyond the clouds
是启示录
Is Revelation.
这一端他知道
This side he understood.
他当时第一个跟随主的
He was the first one to follow Jesus.
主耶稣钉十字架在哪里
He was there at the foot when Jesus was
crucified. 他一直跟主耶稣到了基督云
He followed Jesus or Christ all the way into the clouds.
现在他不知道了
After that he knows nothing.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister.
他巴不得能够得着启示
He desires to have that revelation.
结果等到他在巴莫海岛他被充军被 exiled.
So after being exiled to the island of Patmos. Brother and sister.
神爱把那个布幔解开了
Our Lord was glad to be able to open up that veil.
弟兄姊妹现在感谢主
Now thank the Lord.
约翰想知道云的那端怎么回事
John wants to know what happened beyond the clouds.
弟兄姊妹从这个从这里升到云端
From here ascending all the way to the clouds.
只知道大祭司离开了外院
We just know that the high priest left the outer court.
其他不知道
The rest we don't know what happened.
感谢主
But thank the Lord.
当你读整本启示录
When you read the whole book of Revelation.
前面的三章
The first three chapters.
你看见他在哪里
You see where he is.
他在圣所
He is in the holy place.
到了第四章
In chapter four.Chapter 5
你看见他来到了这圣所
You see he's arrived at the holy place
所以圣经告诉我们说被杀的羔羊好像刚刚被杀过
The Bible tells that the lamb that was slain was seen as if he was just slain
为什么是被杀的羔羊
Why is it the lamb that was slain?
天上有个被杀的羔羊
In the heavens there's a lamb that was slain
这羔羊在哪里杀的
And where was this lamb slain?
在地上的祭坛杀的
He was slain on the altar on the earth
现在天跟地连在一起你懂吗
So now heaven and earth are connected
现在你明白为什么
Why?
现在整个变成圣殿了。
Now this whole is now the whole is the temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见现在我们的主升天什么意思
？What does the ascension of our Lord mean?
他是从外院就来到了圣所。
He went from the outer court to the holy place.
然后来到了这圣所。
Until the holy of holies.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
现在大家懂吗
？Now do you understand?
当你读到第五章的时候
，When you read chapter 5，
稀奇的。
It's quite amazing.
圣经告诉我们谁配得展开那个书卷呢
What did the Bible say? Who is worthy of opening up the scroll?
没人，天上、地上、地底下没有人。
Nobody was worthy of opening up the scroll.
这是宇宙的故事，你看见没
？That is the story of the universe.
结果他找到答案了。
And then he found the answer.
只有羔羊配展开那个书卷。
Only the Lamb of God was worthy of opening.
圣经告诉我们在宝座，在至圣所。
And then before the throne, in the holy of holies,
羔羊站立。
You have the Lamb of God.
好像刚刚被杀过的。
As if he was just slain.
那么然后呢？你看见现在有七个灵正差遣往普天下去。
And then you have seven spirits of God sent out to the whole world.
告诉我们，这是彼得所说的。
This is what Peter told us.
他就从父神那里接受了领过来了圣灵。
And from the Father he receives the Spirit.
然后再去浇灌下去。
And then it was outpoured.
所以这是五旬节的故事。
This is the story of Pentecost.
很清楚，很清楚的。
Very, very clear.
那不光这样。
But not only that.
如果你读诗篇第二篇的话
，If you read Psalm 2，
也或者根据记载启示，根据彼得的话很清楚。
Or according to Peter's very clear，
神立他为主为基督。
God has already made him Christ and Lord。
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
他就来到神的面前。
So before God，
就领过那个书卷。
He received the scroll。
弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
这个就给整个的这个整个的情形，就给我们看见我们的主得着荣耀了。
This whole situation shows that our Lord has been glorified。
他立他。 are waiting with you.
God made him Christ and Lord.
现在清楚吗？
Understand?
因为这个缘故，
for this reason,
现在他就从神的手里，就是从宝座的右手就拿了这个圣卷。
And so he took her whole hold of the scroll.
并且配他，就他配得展开那个书卷。
Because only he was worthy of opening up the scroll.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
因为他是基督。
Because he is Christ,
神立他为基督。
God made him Christ,
所以他从父那里就接过圣灵，然后就把那个浇灌下来。
So from the Father he received the Holy Spirit, and then it was
poured. 这是五旬节的故事。
That is a story of the
Father. 但是另外一方面，
but on the other side,
你怎么知道神立他为主为基督？
How do you know God made him Christ and Lord?
神告诉他说，他要把地基赐给我们，赐给我们主做田产。
Because our God said that He was going to give the whole They will give the whole title deeds to him.
所以整个的地都是属于我们的。
So the whole earth is his.
为什么？
Why?
因为他用诗诗诗篇了，好像耶利米一样买了这块的地。
Because just like Jeremiah, he bought this land.
谁配得展开这个书卷？
Who was worthy of opening up the scroll?
耶利米花了诗诗诗篇来买了一块地。
Jeremiah used 70 shekels to buy this land.
谁又为谁花了诗诗诗篇来买那块地？
Who bought this land with 70 shekels?
主耶稣是十四天为我们钉在十字架。
On the 14th day our Lord was crucified.
三天以后从死里复活。
Three days later he was just resurrected.
只有他为我们付了十七圣灯了。
Only he paid the 17 shekels.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
当然只有他配展开那个圣
灯。 Only he is worthy of opening the scroll.
请我们记得。
Let us remember.
等到这个羔羊从父神那里领过这个拿了书卷的时候，
When the Lamb of God received that book from the Father,
神告诉我们四活物和二十一位长老就匍匐在羔羊面前，各拿而琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷，他们就开始唱新歌。
Then we saw that the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are prayers of the saints.
那不光如此，
not only that,
你看这个景象从前没有的。
Before you never saw this.
第五章的景象是第四章没有的。
Chapter 5's condition you never saw in chapter 4.
四章有四活物，有二十四位长老。
In chapter 4 you have the four living creatures and the 24 elders.
他们有赞美。
They also worship.
但是那个赞美，但是那个赞美乃是对受造者，对于创造者的赞美。
But that praise was of the created beings to the creator.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
现在那个敬拜是什么样的敬拜？
What kind of worship is that?
敬拜不是因为我们是被创造的，所以我们敬拜当当那位创造我们的。
The worship is because we were created, so we're worshiping the creator.
现在四活和二十四位长老，结果他们就匍匐在羔羊面前，这什么？这是敬拜，你看见吗？
So the 24 elders and the four beings, they bow down before him. That is worship. That is New Testament worship. That temple has finally arrived. Because our Lord was crucified on the cross. He ascended to the heavens to the Holy of Holies. But don't forget he came from the outer court. Because he was crucified for us on the
cross.
After our Lord accomplished this work,
you see the 24 and 20 elders
And we know that the 24 elders and the four living beings bowed down and sang a new song.
当然圣经告诉我们周围还有千千万万的天使。
And then the Bible tells us that they were surrounded by myriads of angels.
他们就唱起副歌来了。
And they sang a song.
It's a chorus.
They sang a chorus.
所以他们就曾被杀的羔羊是配得权柄丰富、智慧能力、尊贵荣耀颂赞的。第十二节。
And they sang that the worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing.
弟兄姊妹，现在你好像起头你的镜头只对着宝座，对不对？
Before your angle is just focused on the throne.
现在你慢慢往后退了。
Now slowly you move back.
你才发现周围有千千万万的天使。
Now you see millions of angels.
不光是四国跟长老在那里赞美，然后他们也跟着在那里赞美了。
Not only do you see the four living creatures and also the 24 elders, but also the angels.
不光就你再看下去。
If you continue to look,
把镜头再往后退了。
You widen your angle more.
这件事情的确是发生的。
Something happened.
什么时候发生的？
What happened?
我们主升天有发生的。
It happened after our Lord ascended.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫新约的敬拜？
What is the New Testament worship?
新约的敬拜就是启示录给我们看见的敬拜。
New Testament worship is the worship we see 人主。
所以现在你看，这个敬拜不光是天上的。
This worship is not only heaven.
第十三节。
And verse 13.
我又听见天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有的被造物，都说但愿颂赞、荣耀、尊贵、权势都归给坐宝座的和羔羊，直到永永远远。
And every created thing which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and on the sea and all things in them, I heard saying, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and dominion forever and ever.
然后四活物就说阿门。
And the four living creatures kept saying,
长老也匍匐敬拜。
And the elders fell down and worshipped.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
时候将到。
An hour is coming.
如今就是。
And now is.
当初你所看见的是婴儿的圣殿。
Before you saw a shadow, a temple of a shadow.
感谢神。
Brother, thank you.
我们的神有一个梦终于实现了。
Our God has a dream that needs to be
shared. 现在如果你知道什么叫做新约的敬拜，
if you understand what is New Testament worship,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
天上地上地底下的，
they see it from the heavens on the earth and below the earth.
都称耶稣基督为主。
They all call him the Jesus Christ as Lord.
没有一个膝盖不屈膝的。
There is no knee that is not bowed.
这就是保罗在腓立比书第二章所给我们看的敬拜。
This is what Paul showed us in Philippians 2.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers,
现在你看见吗？
Now you understand.
太清楚不过了。
It can't be any clearer.
宇宙充满了赞美的声音。
The universe is full of the sound.
宇宙也充满了阿门的声音。
It's full of the sound of Amen.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在这么多的诗歌里面。
Among all these
hymns, 两千年来有一首诗歌。
Among all the hymns, there's one.
的的确确把这个敬拜把它描写得非常的清楚。
There's one that can really describe this matter of worship.
那就是诗歌本里面听啊千万声音雷鸣，或者听啊千万声音呼喊那首诗歌。Cry, just 10,000 cry.
Ten thousand voices singing.
我知道这首诗歌是达比写的。
We know that Darby was the one who wrote this hymn.
达比怎么写这段圣经？怎么写这首诗歌
？How did he write this hymn?
这首诗歌原来叫做 Endless Song。
This song, used to be titled The Endless Song.
中文翻译无穷颂就是 Endless Song. 中文翻译很好，英文也是很好，叫做 The Endless Song, 就是没有，是无穷的颂。
That means this song was endless.
原来一共有十五节。
Before it had 15 stanzas.
那个时候达比因为他的眼睛不好。
At that time, Darby could not see very well.
所以医生要把他放在暗房里面。
So the doctors wanted to put him into a
recovery room.
A dark room.
什么都看不见的。
A very dark
room. 因为要保护他的眼睛。
To keep his eyes.
但那个时候他忽然间就觉得这首诗歌在他的里面。
But he felt one day of this hymn in his heart.
那特别是他里面看见启示录第四章跟第五章。
Because inside he remembered Revelation 4 and 5.
尤其是第五章。
Especially chapter 5.
他的的确确看见那幅图画。
He saw that picture.
所以他就请一位弟兄来。
He asked a brother to come.
是另外一个弟兄，他一面念一面把它写下来。
So as he was dictating, the other brother wrote.
那我们诗本里面一共只有七节，就是现在常常被唱的七节。
In our hymn book, there's only 7 stanzas.
尼托生弟兄是个收藏家
Brother Washington Nee is a collector.
他读过了很多很多的诗
He read many hymns.
他有一个 comment, 他对这首诗歌有个 comment.
He had a commentary on this hymn.
他说在两千年所有赞美的诗歌里
He said in 2,000 years of all the hymns regarding praise.
他说我没有找到一首比这首赞美更高
I cannot find a single hymn that has a higher praise than this one.
神把这首诗歌赐给了他的教会。
God gave this hymn to his church.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
有的人根本不知道有这首诗。
Many people don't know about this hymn.
就是你知道这首诗。
Even though you know this hymn.
弟兄姊妹，你能不能把那首诗歌唱出来？
Can you really sing out that hymn?
你真的能从你心里的深处把它唱出来？
Can you really sing it from the depths of your heart?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters.
前不久我们到过智利。
Recently we went to Chile.
我们找到一班的弟兄。
We met a couple of brothers and sisters.
他们说我们是得到中国弟兄所灵的帮助。
They said that we were helped by the brethren in China.
他们在那里，他们主呼叫，主得着他们。 有几千人在那里聚会。
And God gave them and called them. There were thousands of people gathered.
每次和他们在一起擘饼和在一起敬拜主的时候
，Every time you worship with them.
我常常跟我那个人讲
，And many times I tell my wife.
到底我们在地上还是在天上
？I ask her, Are we on earth or are we in heaven?
这一班弟兄们很简单。
These brothers and sisters are very simple.
他们特会没有钱住大的旅馆来开特别
When they have a conference, they don't have enough money to rent a hotel.
每一个人都带着他们的帐篷，就到一个地方。他们支大帐篷就开始聚会了。
So what they do is they bring their own tents to a campground and have a meeting.
去年江守道有机会去探望他们。
Last year, our brother Stephen Kong had a chance to visit them.
后来我们问江牧的感想。
So we asked our brother what his feelings were.
他说好久好久了，他没有经过这种的情形。
He said it's been many many years since I have gone through something like.
他说在那里的聚会叫他想起早期主在中国刚开始聚会在上海那个时候的聚会。
He said he was reminded at that meeting of the early days in Shanghai when they first used to meet.
主在中国做了奇妙的工作。
The work that God did in China, marvelous work.
那个启示是什么
？That what is that revelation?
那个就是真实的敬拜。
And that is true worship.
弟兄姊妹，当教会在一起唱这首诗歌的时候
，When the church gathers together to sing this hymn.
如果真的唱起来了
，If you really sing,
如果你真的用灵来敬拜
，If you sing it with your worship with the spirit,
你会觉得天好像就在屋顶上一样。
You feel that the heaven is right up here.
天好像从来没有那么近过一样。
It's as if heaven were not that far away.
很可惜
，But sadly,
这是历史历代最好的一首赞美的诗歌。
This is the most beautiful hymn of praise.
这个诗歌不需要女高音来唱，不需要男高音来唱。
You don't need to use
performers.
You don't have to have performers singing the
song. 这首诗歌乃是要教会来唱。
You need to have the church to sing the hymn.
只有新约的教会。
And only the New Testament.
如果你不回到旧约的话
，If you don't return to the old.
如果新酒是装在新瓶袋里面的话
，If the new wine is put in new wineskin.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
人来到这里
，When men come here.
好像在天上。
It's as if they're in heaven.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
你如果能懂得
，If you understand.
什么叫真正的敬拜
？What is true worship?
现在不是影子了
，No longer is a shadow.
现在不是梦了
，No longer is a dream.
宇宙里面充满赞美的声音
，In the universe there's The sound of praise.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这些人本来是罪人
These people were sinners.
本来是下地狱的人
They were to go to hell.
他们是背叛的人
They were rebellious people.
他们成为真正敬拜父的
And yet they are now true worshippers of the Father.
这是何等的可惜
But it's so sad.
两教会两千年来
2000 years in the church.
这是主所蒙恩的主所拯救回来的人
All of those that the Lord has saved.
他们又回到旧约去了
They've gone back to the Old Testament.
他们又回到从前去。
They've gone back to what used to
be. 又回到影子去。
They've gone back to the shadows.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
主的梦不能迷失，不能失去的。
The Lord's dream cannot go unfulfilled.
因为借着主在十字架上已经完成了。
Because He's already accomplished it on the cross.
所以感谢神。
Thank God.
这个敬拜那是宇宙的敬拜。
This worship is a universal.
我们敬拜的对象是宇宙的真神。
The object of our worship is the true God of the world.
我们要说圣哉圣哉圣哉。
We have to say,
holy,
holy, holy, holy, holy.
不光是父神、子神，还有灵神。
But not only to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
这是宇宙的敬拜。
This is the universal.
想想看，弟兄姊妹。
Think about
这个比起你每年到耶路撒冷去那个圣殿以来敬拜，那不知道大多少。
Compared to going to Jerusalem and worshiping in the temple of the shadow, it's so much better.
想想看
，Think about
神是创造宇宙的。
God is the one who created the world.
我们应当进到他真实的圣殿里面。
We are to enter into His true temple.
把我们的感谢和赞美献给他。
So that we can give Him our praise and our worship.
用我们的心灵和诚实来拜他。
So we can worship Him in spirit and in truth.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是真实的敬拜。
This is true worship.
我们的敬拜告诉人说
，Our worship tells people.
神不是住在人所创造的造的屋子里面。
That God is just not contained in what man's created, a building man created.
现在就是有一天圣殿重建，那个圣殿不是只是影儿的圣殿。
Even if the temple is rebuilt, it is but a shadow.
你到礼拜堂去。
When you go to a
不管礼拜堂是 cathedral 盖的多么好
，No matter if you go to a cathedral, no matter how.
如果你回到旧约的话
，When you go to the Old Testament,
你可以说波比的桌子是 altar.
You can say that the Lord's table is an altar.
现在这里有 sanctuary.
Now you have a sanctuary.
那么我们所在地方就是圣殿了。
And where we are is a temple.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你又回到旧约去。
You've gone back to the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹，你看见了吗？
You see that?
我们的神不是住在人所盖的圣殿里。
Our God doesn't abide in the temple built by
拜错了，为什么拜错了呢？
Why did you worship wrong?
我拜偶像的，为什么拜错了呢？
Why I worship the wrong?
为什么
Why?
因为他们以为神是住在他们所盖的庙里面。
Because they believe that God lives in the temple that they built.
我们的神太伟大了。
Our God is too great.
地上没有一个建筑能够容纳他。
No building can contain him.
所以弟兄姊妹，感谢神。
Thank God.
神告诉我们说。
God tells us.
只有宇宙。
Only the universe.
比神大的一个地步。
Because God is so great.
你看见神真正的殿，那是整个的宇宙。
The true temple is the whole universe.
那你说地球站在什么地位呢？
So where's the planet?
感谢神。
Thank God.
在他的旨意里面。
In his will.
因为我们的主在这里为我们钉十字架。
Our Lord was crucified for us.
所以这个地球就有了意义了。
So now this planet has a meaning.
在你以前和所有地球没有什么两样的。
Before this planet, it was no different than any other.
感谢主。
But thank you.
现在不同了。
Now it's no different.
为什么？
Now it's the outer court.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
当我们在这里敬拜的时候
when we worship here,
你看见这是真实的敬拜
this is true worship.
那现在有一个问题
now we have a problem.
如果是宇宙的敬拜
if it is a universal worship,
那么是不是我们要天上去呢
so does that mean we need to go to heaven?
No.然后不要忘记，因为外面就在地上。
Don't forget the outer court is on earth.
所以今天的祭拜在天上也在地上。
So the worship today is on heaven and on earth.
我们在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if we're in heaven.
这个你明白吗
？Do you understand?
因为这个是外面圣所跟至圣是连在一起的。
Because the outer court, the holy place, and the holy holies are connected.
本来天跟地是分开的。
Before earth and heaven were separate.
现在主为我们钉十字架。
But now our Lord was crucified.
他就成为天梯了。
He became the heavenly ladder. One hand he grabs the earth, the other hand he grabs heaven.
天和地连接了
and then heaven and earth are connected.
天和地怎么连接的？
How can you connect both?
它连接在一个架构的一个 structure.
They are connected under one structure.
你看见外面的圣所跟这座怎么连在一起的？
How the outer court, holy place, and holy place connected?
你看见是地和天就连在一起。
That's how heaven and earth are connected.
所以今天你不需要跑到天上去敬拜。
No longer do you have to go to heaven to worship.
今天感谢主。我们蒙恩得救以后
，After we have been saved，
在地好像在天一样。
On earth as if we're in heaven，
我们在那里赞美你，在圣殿里。
No matter where you praise, you're in the temple。
这个你看见吗
？Do you understand？
那不光如此
，Not only that，
圣主还做了一件奇妙的工作。
The Lord did a marvelous work。
所以他告诉我们
，So he told us，
你的爱是到底的爱呀。
That love is a love to the end。
我如果不去，保惠师就不来。
If I do not go, the Comforter cannot come。
保惠师就圣灵啊。
And the Comforter is the Holy Spirit。
住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit wants to abide in us.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brother,
你看见吗这个就是预许的
This is what the Lord promised.
感谢主
Thank you.
等到我们的主真的到了至圣所
After the Lord really rises the Holy
Spirit 到了天上
After he rises into heaven
记不记得五旬节的时候
Do you remember Pentecost?
他就把圣灵浇灌下来
He outpoured the Holy Spirit
从那一天开始
From that day on,
你看见圣灵就正式的住在地上了。
The Holy Spirit officially abides on earth.
弟兄姊妹，这怎么可能呢
？How is that possible?
感谢主。
Thank you, Lord.
如果我们接受耶稣基督的救主
，If we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
你看看圣经怎么说的
？See what the Bible says.
我们好不好看看哥林多前书第三章
？Let us turn to 1 Corinthians chapter
哥林多前书第三章
，First Corinthians chapter 3.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
这个新约三章十六节多半都是很重要的。
In the New Testament, the chapter 3:16 is always very important.
约翰福音三章十六节很重要。
John 3:16 is very important.
哥罗西三章十六节也很重要。
Colossians 3:16.
哥林多三章十六节也很重要。
First Corinthians 3:16.
岂不知你们是神的殿吗
？Do you not know that you are a temple of God?
那为什么你们神的殿呢
？Why are you a temple of God?
因为神的灵住在你们里。
Because the Spirit of God dwells in you.
神的灵住在哪里？
Where does the Spirit of God dwell?
住在哪里？
That is where God dwells.
神住的地方，你叫它叫圣殿，对不对？
Where God dwells is you call it.
所以很清楚了
，very clear。
岂不是你神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？Do you not know that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you？
第六章十九节。
And now chapter 6 verse 19。
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗
？Or do you not know that the one who joins himself to us？
啊，现在你懂了。
Now you understand.
就在五旬节的时候
at the time of Pentecost.
你看见圣灵不就降下了吗？
There's the Holy Spirit come down.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人，
we who are saved.
圣灵不是住在我们里面吗？
Does the Holy Spirit abide in us?
圣灵不是住在我们的灵里头吗？
Does the Holy Spirit abide in our spirit?
那弟兄姊妹，如果圣灵住在我们里面，
if the Holy Spirit abides in us,
我们这个人不就变成神的居所吗？
Are we then the dwelling place of
God? 我们不就变成神的殿吗？
Are we then God's temple?
所以圣灵再告诉我们就是神的殿。
So time after time we are God's temple.
现在你懂了？
Now you understand.
为什么不到这个山，也不到那个山？
Why don't we go to this mountain or that mountain?
你不你跑那么远吗？
They have to
go to
it.
因为主为我们在十字架上所完成的救赎。
Because of the work of salvation on the cross.
好，圣灵一圣灵降下来。
He has ascended the Holy Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面，就是神住在我们里面。
And the Holy Spirit lives in us, and God lives in us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brother,
你看见神所在的地方就是至圣所吗？
So where God is, that is the Holy of Holies.
现在你懂了？
Now you understand.
为什么我们拜他用心灵诚实来拜他？
Why do we worship him in spirit and truth?
我们的灵就好像进圣所一样。
Our spirit is as if the Holy of Holies.
我所谓的井里面就好像圣灵在圣灵在我们的灵里面一样。
The living water in a well is like the Holy Spirit in our spirit.
所以现在不要到这个山，也不要到那个山。
No longer do we go to that mountain or this mountain.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你就要用心灵和诚实拜他。
As long as you worship him in spirit and in truth.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你看见吗？现在我们就能拜他了。
Now we can worship him.
你看神为我们所做的工作，神多么奇妙！
Such an amazing work from God.
非常非常奇妙。
It is so amazing.
当然，有两种参加音乐会的办法。
Of course, there's two ways for you to sing in the choir.
如果在意大利有一个很大很大的，或者在维也纳有一个很大很大的音乐会。
Let's say, for example, in Vienna, you have a huge orchestra or a concert.
那么你要坐飞机去。
You have to go to, by plane.
你要买票，然后你坐在那里听。
You have to buy a ticket and sit in the concert.
但是弟兄姊妹，还有一个可能。
But there's another way.
你人在这里就可以了。
You just stand here.
那怎么可能就可以？你怎么可以听？怎么可以看呢？
How can you listen to it?
那很重要在这里。
It's very important.
因为根据神的创造，
According to God's creation,
就在 New Jersey 这里。
Here in New Jersey,
你看空中里面就有了很多的声，有了很多的波，那个波就代表很多的音乐。
And in the air, there are many waves and many sound waves.
这个大家都知道。
Everybody knows, right?
那你说怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
你讲给乡下人，他们就是简直是笑话，怎么可能？
If you tell to like old countrymen, they're going to be laughing.
你要听音乐，你要到维也纳去。
If you want to listen to music, you go to Vienna.
你在 New Jersey, 你就不可能听到那个音乐。
In New Jersey, you can't hear that wonderful music.
那弟兄姊妹，但事实的，那
quite amazing.
神就是用他的创造来做个比方给我们。
God uses His creation to give us an example.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，因为这个声音，你知道这个声音啊，传播的是它这个波。
Because when sound moves, it goes by waves.
所以稀奇不稀奇？
Isn't
it? 你会不会觉得就在我们空气里面，就在我们这里，你看着就已经有波了。
Do you understand that even amongst us here in this air there's waves?
那个波走得很远啊。
And this wave travels very far.
那个波是从维也纳一直跑到这里来的。
It travels all the way from Vienna to here.
如果不是科学家告诉我们，觉得根本是神话。
If scientists didn't tell us that, then it would just be a myth.
你今天讲新人敬拜，人家说你在讲神话。
You people talk about this, you say they're just talking about a myth.
一点都不是神话。
No, it is not.
弟兄姊妹，你知道所有的波都在这里。
We know that there are waves here.
但是为什么你听不见呢？
Why can't you hear it?
当然听不见了。
Of course you can't.
因为那个波的能量很小，当然你听不见。
Because the power of that, the strength of that wave is very low.
所以你要把这个波放大才可以。
So you need to amplify that wave.
那你怎么把它波放大？
How do you amplify it?
你把一个收音机拿来。
You bring a radio.
所以现在你就要好好对准你的频率了。
So now you have to adjust the frequency.
当维也纳把这个波送出来，它有个频率的。
So when the Vienna sends out that music, it has a frequency.
那么现在你播的时候，你这个机器里面也有个频率。
And when you turn the dial inside the radio, you also have a frequency.
现在如果这个两个频率完全一样的话，
And when that frequency is the same,
就产生一个现象叫 resonance, 叫做共振的现象。
Then you have what's called resonance.
结果怎么办呢？结果它就把那个音波放大了。
So that amplifies the sound wave.
它就吸收进来了。
And it receives that wave.
而且把它放大了。
And it amplifies it.
结果你听见了。
And then you can hear it.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brother and sister,
你看见吗？
You see that?
因为维也纳的频率是这个频率，在这里频率也是这个频率。
Because the frequency in Vienna is such, and the frequency here is
such. 所以才能产生共鸣的现象。
Then you can have that resonance.
等到有共鸣的时候，
And when you have that resonance,
你就听见了。
Then you can hear.
所以弟兄姊妹， 呢？你知道这个历史上有过这么故事啊
？You know that there's a story in history.
这个有拿破仑军队有一次经过一座桥。
You know that the, there was the Napoleon, the army of Napoleon went through a bridge one day.
那这个带队的忽然间心血来潮，他说我们替政府走。
And the leader said, okay, let us now march orderly on.
他结果他们真的就 march on， 真的替政府啊。
So they marched in order.
那么大家都知道，在正步它一定有个频率，对不对
？And many times when you obviously march, you have a frequency that's in it.
那个桥的本身也有个频率啊，振动也有个频率的。
The bridge also has its own frequency.
结果两个频率刚好相等。
And then, but the marching and the bridge's frequency were the same.
结果所有这个能量啊，通通被这个桥吸进去了。
So all that power came through.The resonance came through the bridge.
结果那个桥受不了了，结果就断掉了。
And then the bridge collapsed.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫什么现象
？Brothers and sisters, what is this?
这叫做共振的现象。这
This is called resonance.
现在你懂为什么神是个灵
？Now you understand why God.
我们拜他用心灵来拜他。
And then why we need to worship Him in spirit.
因为什么？因为神是个灵。
Because God is spirit.
我们用心灵来拜他。
Because we worship Him in spirit.
这个时候要产生共振现象。
Now we have a resonance.
虽然神坐在宝座上
，Even though He is seated on the throne.
我们的灵就好像什么？就好像收音机一样。
Our spirit is like that radio.
弟兄姊妹，你明白了吗
？Do you understand?
因为这个缘故
，For this reason.
结果你看见一个属灵的共振的现象。
Because of that spiritual resonance,
你遇见神了。
You meet God.
很多人不哭的，现在你哭了。
Many people don't weep, but now you weep.
很多人从来不哭，他一蒙恩得救，他悔改，他痛哭大骂，哭了。
Many people never wept before, but once they were saved, they weep.
因为他在灵的深处真的遇见主。
Because in the spirit they met the Lord.
这不是真的故事吗
？Isn't this a true story?
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
这就是新约。
This is the New Testament.
现在我们的眼睛开。
Now our eyes are open.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
你看见吗？今天虽然我你看见，不光整个宇宙是圣殿
，Even、not only is the whole universe a temple，
我们每个人都是圣殿。
All of us are temples。
所以神在天边，神也在眼前。
So He is at the edge of heavens, He is also before us。
这个时候我只要一道伸出去
，I just have to pour out the
Holy Spirit。在我们里面
，This Holy Spirit's already。
我们和他不能够再相。
We can no longer be closer now。
弟兄姊妹，每次你想到圣灵住在我们的里面
，When you think of the Holy Spirit living in。
你就想起主的爱是到底的爱。
You think of God's love being the love to the very end.
但是不光如此。
But not only that.
因着我们到灵里面。
Because we are in the Spirit.
弟兄姊妹，你看，神在基督里，基督在圣灵里。
God is in Christ and Christ is in the Spirit.
圣灵住在我们里面。
The Holy Spirit is in our spirit.
所以你就可以来到他的脚下。
So you can come before His feet.
让他有最亲密的脚。
You can have sweet fellowship.
因为所以弟兄姊妹，你看见那个影儿的敬拜吗
？Do you see the shadow worship?
旧约是那个圣殿，对不对
？The Old Testament that temple.
实体来到。
But the reality has arrived.
一个是 macroscopic 的，就指这个宇宙来说。
One is macroscopic.
一个 microscopic 就指着我们这个人来说。
And one is microscopic that is to us.
一米大的一个地步。
On one hand, so big.
因为神是大。
Because God is great.
但大了会不会太远了呢
？But it's so great, does it mean he's too far?
不会很远的。
Not too far.
每一个人都是个圣殿。
Everyone is a temple.
所以弟兄姊妹，
因为
这个缘故
，For this reason,
我们能来到他面前敬拜。
We can come before him to worship.
神是光。
God is light.
神是灵。
God is spirit.
神是光。
God is light.
神也就是爱。
And God is love.
我们应该可以结束了。
We could probably end.
但是我还有几句话要说的。
I do want to say a couple more
words. 我觉得这一点很重要，这和约翰福音的特点有关系。
It's very important speaking about John.
我们说过了。
We mentioned.
人的灵死了，就好像人的眼睛瞎了一样。
When the spirit of man died, it's as if he was blinded.
这不是表示我们就不会敬拜了。
It doesn't mean we don't know how.
我们在影儿里面来敬拜。
We worship in the shadow.
用瞎子过马路来做比方式。
And we use the example of the blind crossing the road.
我们说有一天主要开我们的眼。
One day we say the Lord is to open our eyes.
那我们要问。
Then we ask.
主是怎么开我们眼？
How did the Lord open our eyes?
所以在约翰福音里面。
In John,
有一个记载是别的福音书都没有的。
There is an account that is does not found in any of the other gospels.
有一个人生来是瞎眼。
There was one who was born blind.
我们一生下来，我们是瞎眼。
When we were born, we were blind.
亚当犯了罪了。
Adam committed sin.
所以他当时的眼睛瞎了，我们的眼睛也瞎了。
So at that time, his eyes were blinded, so was ours.
所以我们就生来是瞎眼的。
So when we were born, we were blind.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你知道圣经告诉我们说，我们的主就开了那瞎眼的眼睛。
And the Bible tells us that the Lord opened up the eyes of the blind man.
你读那段故事，你不是觉得法利赛人很紧张吗
？Don't you when you read it, don't you think that the Pharisees were kind of nervous?
他们找那个瞎眼的。
Because when they saw the blind,
他要证明他的眼睛开是假的。
They wanted to prove that opening of his eyes was fake.
为什么那么紧张啊？
Why were they so nervous?
因为这些人是读圣经的。
Because these are students of the Bible.
他们旧约圣经很熟。
They were they knew the Old Testament very well.
他们知道将来弥赛亚要来。
They knew the Messiah was to come on.
他们知道如果你怎么叫弥赛亚要来。
How do you know the Messiah was to come?
你知道有几个特点的。
There are some certain things.
如果有这个特点，他一定是弥赛亚。
If this person has these features, then he is the Messiah.
那有意思的，很有意思在这里。
It's very interesting.
旧约很多神迹，对不对？
In the Old Testament, there are many miracles, correct?
新约也很多，对不对？
Many miracles in the New Testament.
那么你看死里复活啊。
The resurrection from the dead.
还有啊，很多很多，比方说过红海，都是神迹。
Crossing of the Red Sea, all these miracles.
那么你看也这个谁啊？以利沙也行了很多的神迹。
Elisha also had many.
所以这是旧约的神迹。
This is all the miracles in the Old Testament.
那么很有意思在哪里呢
？But here's an interesting
point. 在旧约所有的神迹里面
，among all the miracles in the Old Testament,
你找不到一个神迹是叫瞎眼的眼睛得开。
You will never find a miracle of somebody healing the blind.
那旧约有没有讲到眼睛得开？有没有？有。
The Old Testament mentioned about opening of the eyes.
Yes, 这都是 prophecy， 都是预言。
But it all spoke of prophecy.
那都是告诉我们等到弥赛亚来的时候。
It says when the Messiah arrives.
他要叫瞎眼的才能够看见。
He will allow the blind to see.
所以现在你懂了。
So now you.
为什么法利赛人那么紧张
？Why were the Pharisees so nervous?
因为如果主耶稣能开人的眼睛的话
，If Jesus is able to let the blind see,
他一定是弥赛亚。
He must be the Messiah.
所以弟兄姊妹，弥赛亚为什么要来
？Why was the Messiah to arrive?
我们知道弥赛亚来做人类的救主。
He has to be the Savior of the whole world.
不光解决我们罪的问题
，Not only solve the problem of sin.
弥赛亚来要开我们的眼睛。
But the Messiah is to come to open our eyes.
如果眼睛真的开启
，and if our eyes are really open,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们就能瞻仰神的荣美。